Good morning. I got a nasty shock this week. It's kept me off work for a day or two. I was mowing a bit of a path through the wood to kill down some of the brambles and bracken, and I thought I'd jag me hand on a bramble thorn. I was using one of these motor sizes we'd got for demonstration at the garden centre, and I wanted to see just how good it was. They're always getting pricks and bangs with jobs like that in the country, of course. So I carried on and thought no more about it. I jolly well remembered it on the return journey down the road, though, because when I got to the same spot, there was a whole army of wasps waiting for me. They got on me arms and neck and down me shirt, so I had to leave the mower and dash into a patch of thick bracken to brush off as many as I could. What had happened was that I'd mown through the top of a wasp nest, and I really annoyed them. I got over 20 stings and had to go to the doctor's for an injection. And one hand's tail feels as if it's got a boxing glove on. Of course, it's an ill wind that blows nobody any good, and I spent an extra hour or so in the bowl for me convalescence. Everybody feels sorry for me and sympathetic. And a stranger or two come in and stood me a point to cure me poorly hand. I got me own back on the wasps, though, because I told Gordon Armstrong where the nest was, and he popped down after dark, gassed it with the stuff we use for killing rabbits, and dug the cake out. Now, the cake, in case you don't know about wasp nests, is papery stuff about as big as a small football. It's marvellously built in tiers, with an air space between each layer. It's rather like a honeycomb, but instead of honey, the cells contain the grubs which grow into wasps. And you can sell them to fishermen for bait. Because these grubs, they charm fish out of the water. Better than any of your fancy baits. Anyway, some fishermen bought Gordon and me a pint to drink bad health to wasps. So I had a treat for getting stung. And from what I hear, young Adam's in for an even better treat after getting stung by that adder.
I'm not at all sure that he'll be up to it, Jenny.
Of course he will. The doctor said Adam's as fit as a flea and we could collect him this morning.
Yes, but to be lying in a hospital bed one minute and then charging round at a village fete...
Just the tonic he needs.
I wonder.
He'll love the fete. It'll take his mind off all that's happened.
Mm. I still think a nice, quiet, restful afternoon at home would do him more good.
Brian?
Well, you go to the fete with Debbie. I'll stay behind and keep an eye on him.
You wouldn't even notice him.
What?
The only thing your eye would be on is the telly. That's why you're trying to wangle an afternoon at home so that you can goggle at the test.
Is that on at present?
Pull the other one, Mr. Aldridge.
Look, be fair, Jenny. Adam likes his cricket as much as I do.
He wouldn't put it before the fete, though. That only comes round once a year. We can't miss it. Anyway, you're lined up as one of the judges for the beauty competition.
Oh, I'd forgotten that.
All those gorgeous girls fighting madly for your attention. You'll be popularity itself. What will you be looking for?
The exit, I expect. You can't have too much of a good thing.
Seriously, Brian?
Seriously, I shall be looking for what I take to be the important points in a woman.
Which are?
Beauty, charm, carriage, and a consuming interest in cricket.
Just as well I'm not entering, then. I wouldn't stand an earthly of being crowned as Miss Ambridge.
Ah, don't you believe it, darling. Looks as if we can get in the front car park. Good.
Mm.
Miss Ambridge. I wonder if they have beauty contests in Yugoslavia.
I'm sure they do. Why?
Oh, just feeling sorry for the little lady who becomes Miss Zagreb. That's the town that gave its name to that stuff they gave Adam.
Yeah.
So Miss Zagreb is another way of saying Miss Snakebite Serum.
Oh, that's one way of looking at it. But it did the trick for him.
Yes.
Come on, let's fetch him.
So they've put up with him, Mr. Archer.
Yes, I was chatting to Colin Drury a while ago. The Porchester CID had been in touch.
And when they arrested the man for one crime, he confessed to several others.
Including the theft from our church.
Does that mean we get our property back?
Well, Colin didn't know the details, but he reckoned this character had disposed of all his loot.
Oh, that's a blow.
Why? In the motorcycle display.
Oh, why do you think we slipped into the refreshment tent, Polly?
I left Sid and Lucy to watch while I nipped in here for a cuppa. Isn't it welcome?
I understand that I shall have the pleasure of your company later.
I'm not with you, Colonel.
The beauty contest. Colonel Danby's one of the judges.
Then I'm definitely not with you.
But your name was put forward.
I pulled it back with both hands. 10 years ago, maybe. 7 or 8 even. But now...
Oh, I'd put my money on you, Polly, every time.
Thanks, Mr. Archer. But I'll let the teenagers battle it out.
Laura dragooned me into this, but I'm not convinced I'm the man for the job. I know nothing about teenage girls.
Well, rely on instinct, Colonel. That'll see you through. Still, I must away. Doris has a rest from the bottle stall in a few minutes. I must be on hand.
Any developments over your cottage?
Not yet.
Laura thought you had some tenants in the office.
We have, but nothing seems to have come of it. Honestly, Rose Cottage has given us so much worry.
Mm.
I wish we knew what was going to happen next.
Well, there's one way of finding out.
Oh.
Try crossing the palm of Madame Selina with Silva.
Oh, that old fortune teller from Penny Asset.
Yeah, she's been doing a roaring trade this afternoon.
She's a fraud. Been coming to our estate for donkey's years.
Mm.
Under a different name each time. One year, she read your tea leaves. Another year, it was your palm.
This year, it's a magic crystal. See into the future with Madame Selina.
Only a fool would part with money to her.
You're too critical.
Ah, there you are, Colonel.
Hello.
Hello. Now, I was hoping we could have a few minutes to put our heads together.
Over what?
A beauty contest. Huh? It might be helpful if we're both looking for the same kind of thing.
No comment. I'd better go.
Well, don't let us drive you away. Actually, your advice would be welcome.
I doubt it. Besides, I have to get back.
Don't forget Madame Selina. I still think she might be worth a small investment.
No, thanks. I'm giving that old con artist a miss.
I think you'll have to. When I came past, there was an enormous queue. And you'll never guess who was at the head of it.
Somebody with more money than sense.
Laura.
Oh.
The most commonsensical, feet-on-the-ground woman in Ambridge. And yet she has faith in Madame Selina.
What was that about somebody with more money than sense?
Hard lines, Debbie. Try again. Oh, it's more difficult than it looks.
And if you throw the ping-pong ball straight into the bucket, it'll bounce straight out. Aim for the side of the bucket.
Bad luck. Here, let me pay for another go.
No, Gran. I've had enough money spent on them for one afternoon. Go and listen to the band, Debbie. I'll be with you in a moment.
Oh, isn't she growing? So's Adam. You'd never think he was in a hospital this morning.
Making up for lost time. He's won two coconuts, a doll, and a plastic cone.
Not to mention the gravy browning off my bottle stall.
Oh, it doesn't count that. He won it by luck rather than skill.
Big difference. Oh, it's wonderful to see him enjoying himself so much. He seems to have put it completely behind him, that spell in hospital.
Oh, he's lucky.
Just save everyone, I'm afraid. Mr. Elliot, you mean?
We asked after him at the hospital.
I heard that he'd regained consciousness.
There's been a slight improvement, but they're still keeping him in intensive care.
I do feel sorry for him and for Meg Elliot. They did so love occasions like this.
I know. Oh, it looks as if the beauty contest's going to start. All the girls are there.
Oh, must they do?
It's Brian I want to see. He's one of the judges.
Quite right, too. He chose you, so he's obviously got good taste.
Thank you, Gran. But he's not exactly choosing a wife this time. We need a Miss Ambridge.
Oh, there are plenty of competitors.
Let's go and find a seat, shall we?
Oh, Mr. Woolley's there. This is the part of the afternoon he's been looking forward to.
Oh.
But where's Brian?
He's sloped off to find a teller.
Oh, there he is, fetching the children across.
Oh, that's good. Well, I shall enjoy this. I was very interested to find out what my husband considers to be female beauty.
Did you give him any tips?
Well, I didn't dare. He's only dead.
Leave it to me, Laura.
As long as you take my point, Freddy. Some girls are less suitable than others.
I'm not the only judge, you know.
But you're the one with authority. The others will follow your lead.
Jack Woolley won't. He's a law unto himself when it comes to pretty girls.
There, beside the platform. See what I mean?
Frankly, no.
That long, skinny streak of a creature with blonde hair. Fine Miss Ambridge she'd make.
What do you mean, dear?
Standard. That's Tina Osborne. I don't know who sponsored her. This time last year, she ran off with a milkman from Darrington. At 16.
That's young to be a milkman.
She was 16.
Oh.
He was a married man. What's the kind of girl she is? Crown her as Miss Ambridge and the whole tone will be lowered.
Laura, I'm sure we do our best to select someone who'll be worthy of the title.
Now, that black-haired piece with the big earring.
Why don't you join the spectators and let us get on with it? You've worked very hard this afternoon, and there you deserve a sit-down.
What you must remember about her is...
Oh, go on, take a rest. You must be exhausted after all the organising you've done.
Well, yes, I am, to be honest. I ran the tombola, helped with the pony ride, sold tickets for this and that.
And even found time to consult Madame Selina.
How do you know that?
Intuition. Did she give you any exciting news about your future?
Ah, not really. That's why I'm worried about this beauty contest, because I'm cheesed off.
Mm.
Madame Selina was a washout. She peered into her crystal as if she could actually see something and told me I would encounter a tall, dark, handsome man.
Instead of which you met me.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that.
Madame Selina may not have been that much off the target. I am 5'11", after all, and my hair was dark once upon a time. It's only that bit about my being handsome that's suspect.
Oh, not at all, Freddy. In fact, I think...
Oh, they want me on the platform. I remember what you said. Ignore all blonde competitors who are living with 16-year-old milkmen.
Get in there and start betting. I think I'll enjoy this after all.
He still says them judges made an horrible mistake.
Oh, give it a rest, Walter. It's Monday morning and you're still bellyaching about the beauty contest on Saturday.
Oh, well, it was a miscourageous of justice, Dan. That Ellen Singleby gig shouldn't have been Miss Ambridge.
She'd have got my vote and Neil Carter's. He was delighted his girlfriend was.
Oh, well, if I'd have been the judge, he wouldn't have had her looking. No. There were that little red-headed last one. Wiggled her bottom and shook her front.
Yeah, he had a thing about her, too.
Funny.
He said red hair indicates passion.
Oh, hey, yes, I'll go along with that.
According to Doris, that girl's red hair came out of a bottle, which is where all good things come from. Like the beer I'm going to buy you, Walter. Oh.
Have your first drink on the house, gents. We've got something to celebrate.
Oh, thank you, Polly. Oh,
what's the big occasion?
Our worries may at last be over at Rose Cottage.
Oh, how's that then?
The estate agents rang this morning. Those tenants who were in the offing have decided to accept our terms, and they're moving in at the end of the month. I think we should give him a really stiff sentence.
Oh, well, why not have him hanged, drawn and quartered while you're at it?
Stealing from a church is a serious crime.
It's no more serious than stealing from a supermarket or a village store.
Of course it is. It's sort of sacrilege. Oh, morning, Mrs. Johnson.
Morning.
I'm sure you agree with me.
What about?
This light-fingered Larry who helped himself to add off a tree plate. Martha's suggesting life imprisonment.
Oh, now, don't exaggerate.
I think he should be made to replace what he's stolen. All right, the police have caught up with him. But where are the things from our church?
Yeah, lying on the bottom of a canal somewhere, according to Colin Drury.
Yeah, when he found he couldn't sell them, he just threw them away. That's what I think is so dreadful.
String him up from the yard, arm, eh?
Oh, you wouldn't mock if you were the injured part, he says.
Well, it is wrong to be vindictive, Mrs. Jane.
You thought different when you had trouble with that gentleman at Rose Cottage.
Gentleman? He was the biggest barefaced rogue I've ever seen. If I had him here now, I'd... off I go again. Yeah, you're right. I do think different when I'm the victim.
It obviously still upsets you.
No, not anymore. Today is the day when we consign Briggsy the Bad to the dear departed...
Oh, where, my dear?
By replacing him and his missus with genuine tenants.
You found someone?
Yeah, well, Rodway and Watson have. And they've vetted them for us. Gone into Borchester this afternoon to sign on a few dotted lines.
Well, I hope everything works out this time.
After the storm, the calm. Well, opening time soon, ladies. I must love you and leave you.
Ta-ra, bye.
Bye-bye, Sid. No, my dear, what was it you wanted?
Stamps, please. First and second class. 30 of each.
Ooh, somebody's got a lot of pen friends.
No, they're for Paul, actually.
Mr. Woolley was telling me he's setting up in business on his own account.
That's the general idea.
Ooh, a big step to take. He must have a lot of faith in himself. Does he want to...
I think I can give you the exact money.
Oh, that's very helpful. Thanks. Oh, well, he must know a lot about it.
It's
fish farming, your husband. He must be an expert to run such risks.
Oh, he's gone into everything.
Mm, yeah, I'm sure. A very careful man, Mr. Johnson, and very thorough. And if he's managed to involve Mr. Woolley...
That's still in the melting pot.
Oh, but I thought...
Hello, Chris.
Oh,
hello,
Dad.
Martha.
Good morning. We were just discussing fish farming, Mr. Archer.
Oh, good, because I've got 2 pence to chip in on that subject.
Another time, please,
it's
Dad.
It's about your paddock, Chris. Phil reckons that Paul...
Sorry, I must go. I'm due at the stables in 5 minutes. Bye!
Oh, bye. Bye-bye, dear.
You know, I get the feeling I said the wrong thing.
She just didn't want to talk about her husband's new venture at all. Now, why was that, I wonder?
I don't know, Martha. Still, let's get down to business. I need some new pencils.
What about this? Too old for you.
This one?
Too young.
Then let's try this.
Say no more.
We're abandoning this shopping spree.
But you haven't bought anything yet, Mum.
I'm not likely to if you veto everything I like. Too young, too old, too long, too short, too dull, too flashy. There's just no pleasing you, Shula.
I'm particular, that's all.
I could say that again. We're leaving.
No, please, come on. I gave up my lunch hour to help you kit yourself out for this French jaunt you're going on. You can't go home empty-handed.
Then try approving of something.
I don't think you should be looking at this kind of dress at all.
Now, she tells me.
You're going to Paris, Mum. You've got to push the boat out and choose something really chic.
Like what, for instance?
A lightweight trouser suit in pale blue. Chiffon scarf at the neck, new lipstick, and a saucy French mag under your arm.
What kind of a holiday do you think I'm going on?
The best kind, without Dad.
Now, that's not fair.
Would you rather he was here to advise you?
You're right. I do need to jazz up my image. The trouser suits are just over here.
What's up?
I've just seen myself in the mirror.
We'll soon put that right. Let me take all the decisions and I'll transform you. Those Paris fellas will have palpitations as soon as they clap eyes on you.
I don't want to overdo it.
How often are you let off the leash in France?
Can I help you, madam?
No, thanks. We're just looking.
I'm gone.
Did you say pale blue? Can't find one in my size.
Ideally, of course, she should be here too.
Who should?
This woman is going on holiday with you.
Sheila Ferguson?
Yes. Ah, that's the right colour.
A mile too big. Pity.
Keep looking. No, you and Sheila should be doing your big buy together. So you match.
I mean, you will be sort of hunting in a pair.
Look, if you keep him still...
Okay, you're going all that way because you're kinky about towers. But it's no good you looking smashing if Sheila's turned out like a dumpy little English housewife.
You don't know her. She's going the whole hog. I'm the one who's likely to be underdressed.
Not if you follow my advice. Ah, here we are. That's not pale blue. Slip the coat on, no. I'll give you a hand. Can you manage?
Just about.
Oh, Mum, that is it. That is very definitely it.
You don't think it's too tight?
That's the style. Come on, turn round. Oh, yes, that'll do for starters, if the trousers fit. Oh, this is going to be the holiday of a lifetime.
That reminds me, what's happened to your annual holiday of a lifetime?
What do you mean?
Every other summer you couldn't wait to get away from it all.
Yes. Well, I'm rather busy this year.
You are all here.
Mum, I have a full-time job.
Which allows you a fortnight's holiday in the summer.
I shall be helping Chris with a pony camp.
That's only for a few days. I think you're staying in Ambridge, so you won't be parted.
Are you going to try on the trousers or aren't you?
Why not? I'm beginning to feel much better.
Then it's right for you. Now into the changing room. My time is limited, you know.
Oh, look at that, will you? Spot on.
It was a fluke, Sid.
Yes, just like all the other woods I've rolled this afternoon. Come on, admit it, Poldo. In this mood, I'm unbeatable on a bowling green.
Well, you have played well. I can't deny it.
And why? Because Sydney's spirits are sky-high.
No, don't get carried away. Just because we found some tenants for Rose Cottage...
Yes,
you...
tenants. Real, live, clean and decent rent-paying tenants.
So you said.
Money, Poldo. Lovely money at last rolling.
Not all that much.
Oh, I knew we did the right thing, handing it over to Rotten and what were you?
Rodway and Watson.
Yeah, whatever they're called. Suddenly everything's brighter. There isn't a cloud on the horizon.
I must go and fetch Lucy from Mum's.
Oh, now there is. Mrs. Mead, the cumulus nimbus of Ambridge.
Sid!
Yes, I know. Where would we be without your Mum's helping hand? Rich, famous, happy and all points west.
For that, you can go and get Lucy.
Gladly, love. Nothing's too much trouble today. Feel so chuffed, I might even bestow a son-in-law style peck on your Mum's cheek.
She'll think you've been drinking.
Yeah. Aye, but hasn't it been a great afternoon, eh? Into Borch to do the necessary at R&W's and undertake a fond look at our not much longer vacant property. And then back here for a celebratory game on the green.
It was smashing, but Lucy will be waiting.
She'll be glued to the telly. Sucking them evil boiled sweets your mother has made up for her by some friendly witch.
I must go and make the tea.
Not till I've decided.
Decided what?
How to mark this auspicious occasion.
But we have marked it. I'll let you beat me at bowls.
We can do better than that. We must make a real splash.
I knew it. You have got carried away.
Tonight. A Sydney-type surprise. I'll take you out.
But you can't. We got a pub to run.
There's Nora. There's Betty Tucker. There's Peggy Archer at a pinch.
There's a darts match tonight, and the bowling green is fully booked. I appreciate the offer,
tomorrow night.
You don't have to, you know.
I insist. It's the kind of chap I am. Yes, and another 24 hours will allow me to plan something out of this world. Something stunning.
I'm not sure I want to be stunned. And I think you're getting things out of proportion.
Landlord's privilege. Now, are you free tomorrow night, by any chance?
If Peggy Archer will cover for us...
Great! You're free. Leave the rest to me.
Where did you go, Jill?
Where didn't we go? Up hill and down dale, into every big store in Borchester.
You had a good haul, by the sound of it.
Thanks to Shula. Once you got me started, I couldn't stop somehow.
That's your excuse, anyway. Hello, Shula.
Hello. Has Mum shown you what we bought? It takes 10 years off her.
The price put about 20 years on your father. We must all be very nice to him for a while.
Then we can lapse back into our normal indifference.
Shula.
I can't stay, but I was hoping I'd have the chance of a word with you, Shula, about the pony camp.
Oh, that.
Yes, that. The one you're sacrificing your holes to help out with. So you'll be within hailing distance of Simon.
Don't tease, Mum.
The details are more or less finalised now. What we plan
could
to do
could you hold
is
it there for just two ticks? I simply must change these shoes.
Change away.
Be as quick as I can.
I must say, I admire your bravery, Chris.
Bravery?
Taking on this pony camp. All those horse-mad little girls round your feet morning, noon and night.
Oh, I'll have plenty of help. And the girls will be too busy looking after their ponies to bother me. We really throw them in at the deep end. Oh, hello, Phil.
Hello, Chris.
Tiring day?
Oh, exhausting.
Sit down and relax, darling. You need a bit of wifely care and attention.
Jill.
Would you like a drink of some kind? A glass of beer
There's no need. I've learned to live with it. The news about your monster shopping spree... Well, I think you're entitled to do that kind of thing once in a while.
Get that in writing, Jill.
You are marvellous, Phil. I'll just lay the table. Lovely tea for you.
I don't suppose this is the time or the place, Chris, but you had any more thoughts about that paddock?
Yes, we have.
Oh. Well, let's shelve the topic. I can see you don't want to discuss it.
Oh, I don't mind. No use avoiding it. I did this morning when Dad tackled me about it.
I suppose because I feel a little uncertain about it.
Well, I'm bound to say I'd advise against selling.
So would I. Lose that lovely paddock.
Well, there must be other ways of raising capital.
This is the most direct.
Well, at least delay things till you've really chewed it over. I mean, the way I see
You're too late, I'm afraid.
What?
Paul's convinced me it's the only way, so we've decided to go ahead and put the land on the market.
There's your change, Polly.
Thanks, Mr. Evans. So you still haven't been able to trace him?
No, he's disappeared from the face of the earth. Probably just as well.
Why?
Because if I ever lay hands on Mr. Nolan, I wouldn't be responsible for my actions. He was just a sweet-talking cowboy, and I was mug enough to listen.
There are even more weeds than last week, and clumps of grass starting to show through.
Aye. This'll be the only garage forecourt that needs a lawn mower over it. There's a moral to the story, though.
Don't be taken in by the Nolans of this world.
When they say they can do a job much cheaper and much quicker, get it in writing. And make sure they have a permanent address, where you can find them.
Mr. Pound was ever so grateful he didn't have any asphalt put down.
Aye. Been ribbing me about it, he has.
Hello, Hayden. Oh, morning.
Oh, brother Adam.
Hey, a nice lawn you got here.
Don't you start.
You'll have to put a sign up.
5% discount for any customer who doesn't make a joke about the weeds.
That's not a bad idea. Might even offer a 50% discount for anyone who brings me Nolan, dead or alive.
And you're here bright and early, Polly.
Sid's instructions, Mrs. Archer. I had to be here first thing to fill up the tank. For tonight.
Tonight?
He's taking me on a mystery trip. As a kind of celebration.
Dan told me you'd got some tenants for Rose Cottage.
That's right. I'm pleased, naturally. But I don't think there's anything to make such a song and dance about.
If Sid wants to celebrate, you make the most of it, Polly.
Who are the new tenants?
Mr. and Mrs. Wilson. He's a businessman. Wanted a nice, quiet place in the country while he's based in the area.
The new tenants, is it? Sid tells me they've taken the cottage for 6 months.
That's right.
Well, then next year you'll consider holiday lets, I suppose.
You'll have some regular money coming in now, Polly.
Which is why Sid wants to paint the town red.
Mm.
Rose Cottage is about to become an asset instead of a liability.
Where's he taking you?
Somewhere that needs a full tank of petrol. Oh. And that's all I know. Still, I won't hold you up. Must get that. Bye-bye,
right.
Polly.
Bye-bye.
Have a nice
Bye-bye.
Night.
Bye.
What a lovely idea to organise a mystery outing.
I think someone's been nudged down.
Aye, good and hard.
When was the last time you took me out in the car?
I'm doing just that right now.
We're only going to the hairdressers in Borchester.
That's what you think, Doris. You may end up having a picnic in the Cotswolds.
And then again, you may not. Oh, 5 gallons, please, Hayden.
Aye.
I laid on a big surprise for your birthday, Doris.
Yes, you did. And I was touched. But my birthday only comes round once a year.
I'll bear your complaint in mind, love.
It's not a complaint, Dan. Just a gentle hint.
Talking of mystery trips, any idea what we're in for this afternoon, Dan?
No. Walter just said to roll up.
A stag party. That's how he described it to me.
In the middle of a summer afternoon.
He's got something in mind. He was most insistent that I went.
Same here. Honeysuckle Cottage at 4. Bring your appetite.
He's giving you tea, then.
Oh, yes. He told me to miss lunch. The more famished I was, the better.
Oh, he must be up to one of his little games. I don't like the sound of it at all.
It's well past 9, Paul.
You trying to get rid of me?
I don't want you to be late for work, that's all.
Well, you let me worry about that, Chris.
But it's been the same every morning this week. You just haven't got off to the office.
Well, that doesn't mean I'm not doing what I'm paid for. They still get a good day's work out of me. I'm not cutting any corners.
What about that trouble over
there? Oh, that was just a mistake on my part. Could have happened to anybody.
According to your boss...
Well, he wanted an excuse for a row. Got it right out of proportion. Typical. Oh, I should be glad to part company with him. Just one more week after this and then escape.
Well, 2 more weeks, surely. You gave in a month's notice.
But I think I found a get-out. They owe me a week's leave, so I'm claiming it.
Can you do that?
Of course. They're not exactly jumping for joy, but they can't stop me. This way, I give them a month's notice and only work out 3/4 of it.
I see.
Oh, I can't wait to get going, honey. I should have done this years ago.
I'm still worried about
Look,
it.
Look, do you really think I'm that bad a businessman?
Of course
not. I've held down some pretty responsible jobs.
I know. It's just that I...
You think I'm taking a leap in the dark?
Oh, it's such a risk.
Not from where I stand. This isn't just some harebrained scheme I dreamt up yesterday. I've been planning it for months.
Without saying anything to me.
Oh, no, darling, Dad, let's get back to that. You'd share some of my enthusiasm. Would you rather I was tied to a job I don't like?
Oh, of course not. I want you to be fulfilled by your work. I know how important it is for you. I've loved seeing you taking a real interest in something again.
Then what's your problem?
Oh, the great big question mark hanging over the whole thing.
Look, darling, I get everything ready to buy in 40,000 eggs in November, and by feeding them up through the fry stage until they're ready for the table in about October, I should be able to make
Paul,
some...
I want to believe that everything will go well, but somewhere at the back of my mind... Oh, I'll just have to put more trust in your judgment.
I chose you, you know.
Flattery. Go on, get off to work. And this time I am trying to get rid of you.
This is the bit I like, Satan.
When said goodbye, come back again, beloved.
Stuff. Oh, real dear, Jeff.
They don't make records like that nowadays.
It was a pleasant stroll down memory lane, Walter, but you didn't fetch us here to listen to Joseph Locke, did you?
No. He was just a incidental bonus that I threw in.
Then why are we here, man?
Because I invited you, of course. By way of a thank you very much for putting up with me.
But it changes since you moved out of my place.
Wally G. never forgets. No, and I didn't forget that you gave a poor homeless wanderer a room then.
Well, so did the Pounds, and so did the Johnsons.
Oh, yeah, I tried to get Ken Pound and Paul along, but they was both busy.
Yes, but why only the men? It was the ladies who really mollycoddled you.
Oh, well, I thought I'd have a separate little party for them. You know, all girls together. Mm. Wanted the men first. They got bigger bellies.
What's that?
Nothing, Dan. How does Honeysuckle Cottage look since its facelift?
Great. It's in much better nick than my place.
They did a good job on that roof.
You seem to have smartened up the downstairs as well.
Oh, well, a few coats of whitewash and a real purge on the furniture, ain't
a purge?
Yes, you know how easy it is to collect junk. When the place was in the throes of being revenated, I slung out a lot of the real tat.
Oh, made a big difference. There's much more room in here.
Hey, what did you do with all those cases
of... Well, if you've finished admiring Miss Skiller's interior decorationist, we'll move on to the main attraction of the afternoon.
Right. Bring on the dancing girl.
Oh, and you're not so far off the truth either.
What is the main attraction, then?
Oh, a feast fit for a king, then. Oh, yeah, you bolted as you were told, did you?
Doris has been starving me all day.
I've been fasting since the weekend.
Good, because I got summat that will tickle your taste buds till they does a fandango. Now, just follow me into the other room.
Yeah, well, I could eat a horn.
As long as it's not something made from one of your old granny's recipes.
Oh, not even me old granny could concoctorate a dish as I'm sitting before you.
And, what's under the cloth?
Oh, yeah, I sit down first, and then we'll unveil it.
I see you've still got those crates
of... I think so, Dan. Right, now, close your eyes. I want you to cop a whiff of the aroma first. Now, here goes, off with the cloth.
It smells like...
It stinks like...
It pongs like what it is. Fish.
Norwegian herring, specially imported for the occasion.
But these are the things you've had hanging around for weeks. The ones that turned up out of the blue.
Yeah, dig in, then.
Well, that's rather a lot here, Walter.
Oh, good for you. Helps your eyesight in the dark.
That's carrots, man.
Fish. Look what it does for cats.
I'll never eat all this, Walter.
Rubbish. Now, let yourselves go, gents. You get used to the pong after a while.